Hey everyone,
and welcome back to BSG Brawl Stars Guides. I'm Sharpshooter 354,
and I'm Julie Assassin.
Today is the 47th episode of BSG,
and this episode isn't in a side series; it's Brawl Talk information. Info.
So first, we're gonna start off with the environment, which looks really cool. And so it's going to be called most likely Star Force Spaceship or Star Force. Probably Star Force because that's what the Season 5 of the Brawl Pass is named.
And something that's pretty cool in the environment is Colonel Ruff looks at you during the match if he isn't in the match.
And at the top of the match, Colonel Ruff appears on some screens at the top. And it's space themed and it looks really cool.
Yeah.
Especially the loading screen. The loading screen looks insanely cool. Probably the best loading screen I've ever seen in Brawl Stars, in my opinion.
Maybe. I think it's up there.
Okay,
high.
The classic loading screen, very good, but I don't know. This could top the cake.
Yes, so now going on to the overview of Colonel Ruffs.
So he's a space-themed brawler, and the concept for Colonel Ruffs was actually there before Brawl Stars was even in beta, when it was going to be a space-themed game called Project Laser. And so they eventually didn't use the concept until now because they decided on Brawl Stars' theme actually being a theme park.
And he is a chromatic brawler on, like we said before, Season 5, probably Star Force.
And so his health is 4,200, which is the same health as Sprout.
So on to his attack.
So his attack fires two bullets that are parallel from each other, and they bounce similar to Rico's.
So they kind of look, yeah, that's what I was going to say, like Rico's.
And his attack range is slightly shorter than Rico's attack.
And each bullet does 700 damage.
So if you hit both bullets, then you can deal 1,400 damage. And then if you hit all three attacks for both bullets, then you can do 4,200 damage. So now, moving on, we are there for, let's take a look here, his attack. Sorry, we're just having some technical difficulties here. So his attack reload speed is 1.5 seconds, which is the same as which brawler, Julie Assassin? He has a lot of health.
Frank.
Yes. And so it's the same as Frank and near Nita, I believe. And so it's going to be a very fast reload speed. And so now let's move on to his super. The reload speed probably is going to be the main thing with Colonel Ruff's attack, right?
Yeah.
So let's go on to the super.
And sorry
so
about
what
that
the super is called is the super drops a supply drop onto the map, and the supply drop is similar to what that it's in Showdown, Julie Assassin?
It includes the power drink.
Yes. So
sorry,
just giving Julie Assassin some quiz questions here.
Yeah, I was thinking.
And so it's similar to the power drink in the sense that it increases attack and super damage by 20%, and it also increases, unlike the power drink,
their maximum health by 700 and heals them 700 health.
So these effects do not stack, so if you pick up a second supply drop, then it doesn't increase your health more and increase your damage more. So if it did do that, that would be incredibly OP, and that would not be fun. So these effects also last until that brawler dies or the match finishes. So theoretically, you could get these buffs at the very beginning of the match and never die and have the buffs until the match ends, which is crazy.
Yes. So also, it's similar to Primo's second gadget
because it like drops down and it has like the delay and looks similar to it. So like it drops down like his meteor does. And so, also, only one supply drop can be on the field at a time.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't have, like, five supply drops on the field at a time. It's like how you can only have, like, one Mr. P thing, one Bruce out at a time.
And it deals 1,400 damage and knocks those hit three tiles like Dynamite Super.
Yes. And so the diameter, speaking of Dynamite Super, is also similar to Dynamite Super. And we have one last note here, and is that we were both wondering if can the enemies of Colonel Ruff pick up the power buff? And
one
the
word.
Answer is
no.
No. Which is good, because I feel like it would make Colonel Ruff's very weak if this was the case, so that's good.
Because the other team could just get the power.
Yeah. So, but it would add more strategy to where you place the power. So, on to his gadget and star power. So, let's go to the star power.
We just have one note here.
And the star power, we can't remember the name for the star power or gadget, but it makes the super deal 1,000 more damage. So, with the star power, it does 2,400 damage. And it also makes it destroy walls, which is really good for, especially like in Brawl Ball, where it can make it people drop the ball, so it can be used on defense.
And his gadget places three barricades around Colonel Ruff that each have 2,000 health.
And they're one-way barricades, so Colonel Ruff and his teammates can shoot through them, but when his enemies shoot them, then it just doesn't go through them and it hits them.
And only one group of
barricades. Yeah, reading the right thing.
Can be on the map at a time.
And so piercing attacks like Tara and Poco, they can also go through them. It's like how they can go through Bruce.
And the barricades are one way, so Colonel Ruff's team can shoot through them, but they block his enemies.
Yes, that's good to go over that twice, because it's very important. So, no, Julie Sasson, it's okay that you went over that twice, because it's very, very important.
Guys, when he said that, I, like, put my hands over my mouth. I was like, oops.
Okay, so now on to the skins. So, the Brawl Pass skins, which I think could be the best Brawl Pass skins, definitely.
Yes. So, we have
Daryl with, like, weird numbers.
Yeah, it's like D4RY1, whatever.
And so, it's a Daryl skin, which I personally really like because I like playing Daryl.
Yes.
And his attack and super animations are changed, and his winning / losing animations stay the same, though.
And then we have Ronin Ruffs.
And she's like a cyber samurai, which looks really cool.
And both his winning, losing animations and his attack / super animations are changed.
Yes. I forget, Julie Sasson, are you able to get the Brawl Pass this season? Because I know that I am.
I am too. So that we've never really gotten the same Brawl Pass, I think.
So let's make sure to get those gems.
Yeah.
And we'll do that. And so, next, it's the Star Point skins, which is
Dark Tide Carl.
And he will cost 10,000 Star Points. I personally thought that he could cost 2,500 Star Points. A lot of people disagreed with me on this, because his attack animations aren't really changed. So, that's why I thought that. But I think that 10,000 Star Points is a good choice.
And so, on to the gym skins, unless we have more Star Point skins.
Well, actually, I wanted to just mention that only Dark Tide Carl's losing / winning animations will be changed, but his, like, attack will stay the same. And it's very similar to Captain Carl. So, if any of you free-to-play players out there, like us, like Captain Carl, then this could be an alternative.
Now, we're going on to the gem skins.
So, let's start off with the two 149 gem skins, Space Ox Bull and Dark Lord Spike.
What a wonderful way to say that.
Okay, so on Space Ox Bowl, do you want to do this, Julie Sasson?
Sure, so like we said, it's 149 gems, and there's new voice lines, there attack/super animations, and the winning/losing animations are new.
Yes, and we thought that was really unique for a skin to have new voice lines. Like, very few skins, like Virus 8-Bit and maybe one or two others, have similar things where they have new voice lines.
But that's so rare.
Yeah, it's very rare. So we may be lucky to get this skin at 149 gems. And then Dark Lord Spike, which looks really cool, has new attack/super animations and winning/losing animations. Like, seriously. Literally, yeah. Like a black portal in space is his super. It's so cool.
Oh, that's
unfortunately really awesome. No new voice lines, because Spike doesn't have a voice. So, going on to Smooth Lou, which will be released on Valentine's Day, it will be 79 gems, and the winning and losing animations will stay the same as the regular Lou animations, but he will have new attack and super animations. And so, a quick note here.
Royal Agent Colt, Lion Dance Brock, and Dumpling Daryl will be available for the last time
in the shop during this update.
So if you really want those skins and don't have them, then, you know, you might want to get them.
Yes. And just a quick reminder, even though we don't have a creator code, like, to put in, like, code BSG, that would be really cool, but we don't. So we just encourage you to use any code you like code BT1, code Kairos, code Lex, code OJ, you know, all those good codes. Just make sure you're trying to put in at least one code to support somebody, because we know that all of the Brawl Stars creators out there are awesome. So next we are going, and we have the new gadgets.
So we have new gadgets for Frank, Jean, Poco, Mr. P, Nani, Rosa, Tara, and Tick.
Yes, so for Frank, his gadget is named Irresistible Attraction. So what it does is it pulls enemies that are hit by Frank's next attack 3 tiles towards Frank. So it's kind of like a Jean super. And it can do things like stop a Frank super and knock the ball out of enemy hands, similar to a Jean super.
Yeah, and then speaking of Jean, next up, Jean's gadget is going to be called Vengeful Spirits. And so what Vengeful Spirits does is it shoots a homing attack at all enemies in a certain radius.
And it's a guaranteed hit unless a wall blocks the shot or it runs out of, like, range. And they do, no, it's a guaranteed hit unless a wall blocks it. And they do more damage the farther away the brawler is. So, like, the farther distance they have to travel, with a maximum of 800 damage and a minimum of 320.
Then for Poco, it's called Protective Tunes.
And so this removes enemies' effects like slows, like Barley Gadget, poison, like Crow, and stun, like Frank, from Poco and his teammates that are in range of the gadget. Quick note that Poco cannot activate this gadget while he's stunned, so if you're trying to use it to prevent a Frank super, do it right before it hits you, because
it makes Poco and his teammates that are in range of his gadget immune from these effects for 1 second.
Yes, so it removes the effects, unless you're stunned, of course, because you can't do the gadget, and then you're immune for them. So let's say you're slowed by, like, a Barley gadget. It removes the slow, and then you're immune to the slow for 1 second.
And Poco can't activate,
the gadget while he's stunned.
That's really important. Don't try to do it. And then Mr. P.
And so Mr. P's thing is named Porter Reinforcements, and it spawns a porter where Mr. P's next attack lands. It's not super interesting, but we'll see what it does. We're not really sure if it's going to be better, but it's just not, like, there's not that much to talk about it.
Then next up, we have Nani, and her new gadget is going to be Return to Sender.
And so what it does is the next time Nani receives damage, she only receives 20% of that projectile's damage and returns 80% of the damage back to whoever dealt it to her. Now, just remember that if it's a projectile, it's only a projectile. So let's say there's a Colt attack. The Colt attack has 6 bullets, and so it only does it for 1 Colt bullet. So just make sure to keep in mind that. But for like a Nani super, if another Nani, like you could use this gadget for like maps that you do Nani Bochis a lot. So if like there's another Nani that's going in, you could activate the gadget, they can hit you, and it basically just kills them.
Next up is Rosa and her gadget's Unfriendly Bushes. So what this does is it deals 100 damage to any enemies in a bush and slows them for 3 seconds.
And just to clarify, the damage that is dealt to them is only dealt once, the 100 damage. I think it's to reveal where they are, mostly. And so next is Tara.
And so this one's called Support from Beyond.
And so it spawns 3, count it, 3, uno, dos, tres, 3 shadow clones of Tara that each have 1,000 health. They also disappear after 6 seconds if they haven't been killed yet, which is really important. I feel like this, they could buff or nerf this gadget really easily with that, because they could nerf or buff the time. So I think that that's going to be really important.
Yeah, and even with the 6 seconds, they are going to be annoying, guys.
And so they automatically target the nearest enemy and deal 500 damage per second. So then moving on to the last gadget, Tick.
It's called Last
Hurrah.
And after he activates this gadget, he becomes immune to all damage for 1 second, and then he explodes.
And when he explodes, he deals 1,000 damage to any enemies near him, and he knocks them back about 2 to 3 tiles, similar to Colonel Ruff Super and to Dynamic Super. And so we think that this gadget's really going to be good for Tick, because one of Tick's main weaknesses is like if a Mortis dashes in on him or like a bull pops out of a bush. And so we're interested to see how this does compared to the second gadget, because they both kind of have the same purpose.
And for our pins.
Yes, so we're done with the gadgets and we're on to the pins.
Yes, so animated pins will be available for Nita, Piper, Jesse, Pam, Spike, and BB.
Yes, so just to clarify, they're the same pins, but they're animated now. And we will also be getting 6 Lunar New Year skins, which look really cool. And then
pins. Sorry, pins. Said skins for a second.
Oh, pins. Sorry. Pins. We already talked about the Lunar New Year skin. So next is stuff about the championship challenge, which I'm really excited because I am always so close to 15 wins. I'm always at like 12 or 13, and yeah. It's so sad.
And so it's going to come back in February.
And there will be a new esports tab, like how there's like a club and friends and chat tab. There will be an esports tab available for players who make it past 15 wins to make it a little more organized.
And then for the selection screen,
for the events, instead of being displayed vertically, it will be displayed horizontally, so sideways instead of up and down. Which I think this looks good from what I've seen so far, but I'm not sure which one I'm going to like better. And some important changes on maps and map maker.
So first we have the 24-hour winner from map maker is no longer worth trophies.
So you can't, like that one showdown map that everybody spawns right next to each other, you can't chain Mortis supers and push Mortis on trophies, or you can't use Carl gadget and gadget out and then back in and do trophies on that. So I personally think this is good because like the competition entry maps are mainly supposed to be for fun. But I mean, there were some maps that I really liked pushing trophies on.
Mm-hmm.
And so next, which we love this so much. Thank you, Supercell. So the dev team is going to try to give the maps more variety, which means less troll maps over and over and over.
Celebration.
Less rope maps like less super narrow maps in Brawl Ball every single time. Yes.
And lastly, for the maps and map maker,
there are new / refreshed official maps for regular modes. And I think that these look good. They could reshape the meta, because I think that the meta is very important on maps, even though it's not all important on maps, but it could change the meta some if all of the maps are like that. So now, the last thing we have is balance changes, and then we are done with the episode. So we have a lot of balance changes to go through, so let's go through them. First is matchmaking, and matchmaking above 15,000 total trophies, or 700 trophies on one brawler, is more accurate. So, like, it won't be, like, super unfair, because it sometimes is. And so, next, we have Amber. And so, do you want to talk about Amber, Julie Assassin?
Yeah, sure. So, with Amber, they increased her main attack damage from 2,000 to 2,200. And they also increased her health from 3,000 to 3,200.
And just a quick note, we're going to talk a tiny bit about how we think this will impact the brawler for just like a few seconds. So, I think that Amber's attack damage is really good. And so, the attack damage buff will help her melt brawlers even more, and I think that the health buff is pretty good, because really Amber wasn't too good after they nerfed her.
Yeah, and then with BB, next up, BB, they increased her health from 3,800 to 4,200.
And just a quick note, I'm pretty sure that these stats are for the brawlers at power 1.
Yeah.
Except for, like, the gadgets, because the gadgets don't have power levels. And so, for BB, this will really help BB in the meta a lot. I don't have a lot to say about this, because it's not that big of a buff. So, with Carl, I kind of like this buff, because I only have the first gadget. So, Carl's first gadget damage is increased from 400 damage per, like, rock tile to 600. And I think that's good, because Carl's first gadget was just really bad, and yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah.
And except then, you could use it in heist a little bit. Sorry for interrupting, Julie Sassy.
It's fine. But then with Crow, enemies that are poisoned by Crow now receive 400% reduced...
40%, not 400.
Sorry, that would be crazy. But 40% reduced healing from all sources.
So, like, if you're in healing mushrooms, then instead of healing 1,000... per second, it's going to be 600. So, and then Crow's has increased supercharge rate from main attack slightly from 15 to 14 dagger hits, not taking into account poison damage ticks. So I feel like the first buff definitely is going to impact Crow, and the second one a little bit, because Crow's super is really important. I feel like Crow definitely has been struggling in the meta for a while, except for solo showdown. So I feel like this is really good for Crow.
Yeah, we have just one tiny note for Jean, same with Jesse, which is after Jean. So for Jean, they increased his main attack damage from 1,000 to 1,080. Yeah.
And so next for Jesse, we have that Jesse's main attack was increased from 920 to 1,120, and I remember that before I looked at the balance changes, I hopped into a match with Jesse, and I was like, okay, let's play some Jesse in a hot zone. And I was like, wait a second. Jesse does a lot more damage.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then her main attack now deals 25% less damage with each additional bouncing hit. So, let's say you hit somebody, then it does 25% less damage to the next person it hits. So if it bounces off of them, if it hits somebody after it bounces, it does 25% less. And I think this will really change how Jesse's attack is, but we're not really sure about how that affects it. I think this will definitely make Jesse stronger, because the last time they buffed Jesse, they buffed Scrappy, and this time they buffed Jesse. So I think that Jesse's definitely going to be a lot stronger than she was like a month ago.
And then we have Leon, so they increased his main attack damage from 460 to 480.
And this is per, I don't know, is it like a shuriken or fidget spinner?
I don't know.
And then his increased supercharge rate slightly to fully charge from two main attacks at close range. And so we really think that similar to Crow, Leon was very lacking in the meta, except for solo showdown. So we think this will definitely help him in 3v3 modes and further strengthen him in solo showdown.
Also, this might not be it, but I think the things Leon throws are like one of those ninja star things.
Yeah, shurikens.
Yeah.
So then for Max, they're buffing her second gadget, and the delay is reduced from 4 to 3 seconds. And I definitely think this is a good buff for Max, because really, the second gadget wasn't super good. I mean, it was good for, like, diving and siege and stuff like that. But really, the first gadget was a lot better most of the time. So, now on to Sandy.
So, they increased his supercharge rate from main attack from 6 to 5 hits.
And I definitely think this is going to help Sandy, especially in modes like Gem Grab and Hot Zone and Siege, where it's very important in controlling the middle of the map, even more than the other modes. And so this is definitely going to help Sandy in the meta. And I think that this could definitely make Sandy a lot better in a lot of modes, but I'm not 100% sure how it will fully affect Sandy, and if Sandy will just be good or OP. I think it'll make bump Sandy from, like, okay to a good brawler.
And then they increased Sprout's main attack damage from 940 to 1020.
And I'm not really sure about this, because Sprout has definitely been a solid brawler since he or she or it. I think it's an it.
Yeah. The robot.
So since it, well, it's a plant inside a robot with a sticky face on it. So, Sprout has really been solid ever since it was released, and so I don't know. I think that it will definitely make Sprout better, and so I'm not sure if Sprout's going to be really good or if Sprout's just going to be really solid like it has been. And lastly, the balance changes,
we have Colt. And so they decreased his main attack reload speed by 5.9%.
So this will make it so that Colt can fire more often. And we're not 100% sure why they did this, because Colt was really OP. And then they nerfed his gadget, and so that his gadget isn't very good anymore. It's still good, definitely, but it just doesn't do as much damage. So we're not sure. I feel like this is going to make Colt, like, solid A tier, definitely. Not, like, golden S tier in some modes like he was before, but definitely good. And so that's all for this episode. Thank you all for being so patient.
And we're really excited about this update.
And so this is Sharpshooter 354.
And Julie Assassin
signing off.